Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Tell, powered by the Tennessee Lottery, broadcasting live from Golf for a Cure, FightDMD.com event. Terry Marlin and his family, it's their baby for sure. FightDMD.com, check them out, raising money. And we will talk with Terry, if you're wondering what it is they do, about 4:15. Mark Mariani with us, Mickey Ryan, Brent Doherty, and Dawn Davenport is in Knoxville. She's checking in. Presented by Regions Bank, you're dedicated to cheering your team on to victory. Regions Bank is dedicated to helping you create a financial game plan. Official bank of the SEC, member FDIC. Ms. Davenport, how are you?
Hello, boys. How are you? I'm just enjoying a nice day here in Knoxville.
Did you go to Litton's and get a cheeseburger like Mickey told you to do?
I have not yet. We've been in coaches' meetings and chatting with players all day, so I will have to do that.
He calls it Fountain Town, but it's Fountain City.
Yes, the city of fountains.
There is a fountain.
It's a beautiful place.
Well, I don't know about that.
Their hamburger, they grind it each day on their own, and the buns come from a bakery.
I know. I tell you what, like, I need to start getting food recommendations from everybody, like, for all these SEC places I go to. I need to start hitting all these up.
Yep. At Dawn Davenport TN. Shoot her some recommendations for food in Knoxville. All right. So what's the vibe in Knoxville? Are they even concerned about UTEP, or are they just talking about Florida?
Of course they're not talking about Florida. It's one game at a time. Come on now, Brent. You know that mentality. I will say that Coach Pruitt and this staff is talking a lot about themselves and how they can get better, and that really is the focus this week, is finding continuity on that offensive line, taking another step, and getting better this week.
Dawn Davenport checks in from Knoxville. She'll be on the sideline for Tennessee and UTEP coming up tomorrow, 11 a.m. on the SEC Network.
Don, it seems like anybody who you ask, okay, what's a concern for this weekend going forward? A lot of talk about the offensive line. How was the confidence level in that group there in Knoxville?
Yeah, that is the big question. And, you know, Coach Pruitt reminded us, coming into fall camp, obviously they didn't have Trey Smith. Then they lost Brandon Kennedy. You know, it's just been kind of a revolving door at offensive line. Now, the good thing is, because they didn't have Trey during spring and into fall camp, all of these guys played every single position. So I think they're getting there with what they have on that line. I think, obviously, they like Trey Smith at left tackle. They think Ryan Johnson has done a great job stepping in there at center. I think they feel like they have some options there at right tackle. But really, they just said this is a product of these guys not playing together at all, really, during spring or fall. It's been kind of a different rotation. And you saw them last week plug guys in, put different guys in different positions, basically trying to see what works best. So Coach Pruitt was saying he feels like they're further along when it comes to that offensive line, but it's just a work in progress. And this offense as a whole really is a work in progress. I thought it was interesting, too. He pointed out, you know, we always talk about, like, the winning culture, guys knowing how to win. And he said, offensively, we have a lot of young guys. And he said, but if you look defensively at this roster, he was like, this is a group that up until last week hadn't won a football game in 10 months. He was like, my biggest battle right now is confidence and these guys knowing that they can play and they can win. And that's what he's really battling right now is basically these guys are broken because it's been a struggle for a while. And so he's battling that confidence. And this should be a good weekend, kind of back-to-back, 2 weeks in a row, where they can gain some confidence. And you've seen it even offensively. Jarrett Garantano, we didn't see him throw deep at all, pretty much, the West Virginia game. Saw a little bit more last week. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a little bit more. They open up the offense even a little bit more this week for him. So really, it's all about instilling that confidence in these guys. And he told us a funny story. He pulled tape from some of the studs that he's coached at Alabama in the past and pulled plays where they messed up, where they weren't in the right spot, where they got beat, things like that, showed his team these plays and basically said, look, it happens to the best. It is how you respond to it. And that's what he's kind of trying to work on right now, I think, with this team as they grow.
Don Davenport checking in from Knoxville at Don Davenport TN.
You mentioned that kind of the age of different spots on the roster, Don. There were a whole bunch of young guys that made plays last week, really up and down the roster. They'll get an opportunity. You would think, again, this week, Florida coming off the loss to Kentucky, you know, it just seems like if you're a Tennessee fan, you would feel things maybe trending upward. Do you get that vibe?
Yes, I absolutely do. And he talked about the young guys, and he's like, you have to remember they're coming from maybe high school offenses or defenses where they didn't have to do a lot. They didn't have to think a lot, maybe. And so he's basically pointing out it is going to take time with the young guys and then also with the guys that have been here because it's a completely different culture now. You know, they used to have like No Sweat Thursday and Coach Pruitt was like, what is No Sweat Thursday? We don't do that here, you know? So everybody's getting used to kind of a different culture and they're kind of jumping into that. And especially for the young guys, they're getting used to a different speed. Now, I will say this. Yes, they're trending upwards. I think, yes, they think they're going to be a completely different team by the end of the season than they are last week, even this week. I think we'll see some progress and some growth. But, man, it does not get any easier because after UTEP, it's Florida at Georgia, at yeah. Auburn, Alabama, at South yeah. Carolina. And that was one of the first things Coach Pruitt said to us. He was like, man, the next five after this are absolutely brutal. It's one of the toughest schedules in the country. And that is not going to help as far as seeing progress and building that confidence because that is a brutal stretch for any team. Doesn't matter who you are, young or veteran.
Well, so you missed this being in Knoxville today. Vrabel said that Marcus Mariota and Blaine Gabbert are both likely to play on Sunday. Isn't that amazing?
I did see that. I mean, is Marcus healthy or is he not healthy? I feel like there shouldn't be an in-between, right? If he's healthy, it should be all his. If he's not, then why
we'll see
is
game
he even going to play at all? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe this is a little smoke and mirrors by Vrabel. Who knows? We'll see.
That's what I think, too, John. Me and you are on the same page.
Are we? Okay, yeah.
Hey, Don.
Before the game?
Yeah, he learned that from Belichick. Hey, I want you to know that Brent's over here showing everybody the picture of you when you're like 4 or 5 at your pageant.
There was a guy that came by that his daughter was in pageants with Dawn. Like yeah. when, I don't know, how old were you?
I think I was like
the picture.
6 seconds.
Yeah. It's my buddy Randy Reed. He played quarterback at A-State in the 70s. He's from Dixon. And he said, I want you to look at this picture and tell me who that is. And I just looked at it. And he goes, that's Dawn. Her and my daughter competed in pageants all the way back to when they were little kids.
And oh, sure my enough, gosh.
It's you.
Such a rock star.
And guess what? I'm rocking those bows, too. See? I rocked those bows all the way through college.
Were you working with the dummies yet, or did that come later?
Oh, heck yeah. I started doing that at 4.
Oh,
I'm
my
an
gosh.
Expert.
And for people who are new to the show, Dawn is a VHL, a ventriloquist for life. That was her pageant talent, is ventriloquist.
VFL.
Yeah. That is amazing.
Ventriloquist for life. Yeah, well, when you asked that question, when did you start working with your dummies? Everybody immediately thought when she started working
with
the zone.
Yeah, after she left Channel 2.
Yeah.
I don't know, but then when I was at Channel 2, I worked with Neil Orne. So, I mean, I just kind of jumped from one to the other, right?
From one to two.
Yeah, hey, Ian Rappaport just reported this. The NFL has fined Dolphins defensive end Andre Branch a sum of $10,026 for unsportsmanlike conduct, taunting after the hit to Titans offensive tackle Taylor Lewan. Video footage appeared to show him yelling body bag on the sideline.
Yes, it did.
$10,000 for targeting a guy, hitting him illegally when he's not looking, and then yelling body bag at him?
And he's going to miss the game this week. $10,000?
Yeah.
I know that seems like a big number. That is a very small fine that they give out.
I was just going to say, Mark, I don't think that's enough. to yell body bag at somebody that you just knocked out when
with an illegal hit
with an illegal hit and player safety and concussions are such a big deal in this sport right now, it ain't enough.
Guess how much he's making this year.
I guess it was a legal hit because it didn't get flagged. So
yeah, it wasn't because they didn't see it. But guess how much he's making this year. $10,000 fine. He's making $10 million. I'm sure that's going to correct some behavior.
The NFL, if you didn't see it on the field, that's fine. But the NFL has the ability during the week to go back and review it. It's a vicious hit. You can judge intent. You can do all those things. I really think they got that one wrong. And then after the hit, he goes and yells body bag and everything else. That there's your intent right there. And so I think they missed on that one. That's not enough.
They've been missing on lots of things.
All right, Don's visits on Friday from SEC sites all over the Southeast region are presented by Regions Bank. Don?
Yeah, that's right. You are dedicated to cheering your team on to victory. Regions Bank dedicated to helping you create a financial game plan. All these teams have game plans, and you should too, which is why Regions Next Step has hosted more than 100,000 financial education workshops. I've been to some of them. They're awesome. They've awarded close to $1 million in scholarships, too. So if you want to move your life forward and plan for the future, learn more. Visit one of their 83 Regions branches in Middle Tennessee. Member FDIC, and Regions is the official bank of the Southeastern Conference.